Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
Oh, thank you so much, one and only Robin Lloyd. This is the second studio session in 2 days showcasing the incredible jazz talent here in the Pacific Northwest. I am thrilled to welcome back to KNKX Jacob Zimmerman and his pals. A graduate of Garfield High, the New England Conservatory of Music, and Mills College, Mr. Zimmerman is a versatile player with various bands around the Northwest. In recent years, focusing his own group on the swinging and swaggering small ensemble jazz of the 40s and 50s, he's been called by our own Brenda Goldstein a Northwest master of creative swinging jazz. I kind of love that. He's also a popular educator, working with the Garfield High Jazz Band and a winner of Earshot's Emerging Artist Award in 2013. His new album of vintage tunes and his own compositions in that style is called More of That, and you can find them at Il Bistro and Pike Place Market every Tuesday night. Please help me welcome Jacob Zimmerman and his pals.
Thank you.
Jacob Zimmerman and his pals live in the KNKX studios with a fantastic band featured on his new record, More of That. We have Christian Pincock. He's brought his slide and valve trombones today. Cole Schuster on guitar. That's Ray Shelbred on piano. Matt Weiner bass and Devon Lewis drums. Jacob on his clarinet and alto sax this afternoon. Welcome back to the show, Jacob.
Thank you so much, Abe.
Great to have you here. Excited about this new record. You can find the band playing Tuesday nights all month at Il Bistro down in Pike Place Market. This music takes me back to a very particular memory. I was in England with my sister. We were in a record store, and I was checking out this album called The Immortal Charlie Christian. Mm. And it's an incredible album of early bebop, and the sound quality is kind of a little bit on the poor side. And I asked my sister, should I get this? And she said, well, it's probably the coolest record you'll own. So I said, well, yeah, my sister knows best. And I wonder, you have captured a little bit of that low fidelity on your album, but it's not poor quality. And I wonder if you could talk about getting that sound.
Well, to me, I don't necessarily think of it as low fidelity. I just think that it was important for when we recorded this album for all of us to be in the same room. And not only that, but to be in a very beautiful sounding room. The place we recorded in Shoreline London Bridge has an amazing live room. We could all be, you know, in a comfortable situation to be able to hear each other and really play to our best. And I just, that's my favorite kind of sound. I gave them a 50s recording of Ruby Braff and Vic Dickinson, the trombone player. That was kind of my ideal sound that I wanted. So that's where we went from. That's how we got the idea for the sound.
Yeah, everybody's got to pick up a copy of More of That. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, I imagine as the album features some classic old vintage tunes as well as your own originals, I imagine writing for this type of music must be like a poet immersing themselves in Shakespeare so they can properly get the language of a sonnet. And I wonder, do you feel like you're immersed in that classical sound?
I try to be. Yeah. That's the goal. I definitely... all the inspiration for the originals came from pre-existing old standards and everything, and just trying to find a way to put a slightly unique little spin on old tunes, basically.
Yeah. You know, there are not that many recordings of these great old tunes, and I wonder if you feel like you've heard it all or if you're still discovering folks like Bunky Coleman and people like that.
Yes, I'm always there's. You could start right now, you know, trying to listen to every great record ever made, and you would never finish. You know, there's more than enough.
Oh, that gives me hope. That makes me feel so much better. Now, older jazz is largely defined by where it was created, and I wonder if your music is an amalgamation of all those styles, or if you feel your particular sound is more Chicago swing, or San Francisco, or New Orleans. What do you think?
It's probably all those things and more, because I love to, you know, think about those kind of regional styles and everything myself, and I identify with a lot of Chicago-style musicians, as does Ray Shelbred, who's from Chicago originally.
Right on.
But also, when I play with people, I want to play with people and let them be, you know, who they are and celebrate their own uniqueness as well. And all the music on the album was written for the specific people that are playing right here today and that you see.
Wonderful. Check out Jacob Zimmerman and his pals every Tuesday night at Il Bistro. And what are we going to hear up next?
We're going to do the title track. This is More of That.
Right on. Jacob Zimmerman and his pals live on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. Jacob Zimmerman and his pals live on 88.5 KNKX. You'll find the band every Tuesday night at Il Bistro down Pike Place Market, and they're taking the magic up north. Check out the show at Cafe Musica in Greenwood on Saturday, January 19th. Also, in the offing, Jacob will be joining up with Alex Gilbert and the East Side Stomp at Aria in Bellevue tomorrow night, a show for swing dancers. And Jacob, I've been hearing this phrase a lot lately, describing jazz as social music, and not only for the musicians on stage or in the room playing together and conversing musically, mm-hmm. but it's sharing that music with an audience and with people who are often dancing. And I wonder if you could talk about that as a dancer yourself, about that connection between the audience and the band.
It's amazing. I'm so privileged to have gotten involved with the wonderful swing dance community here in Seattle. It's one of the most thriving, I think, in the whole world. And when I play this Friday out for this thing called the East Side Stomp at the Aria Ballroom, it'll be for like the umpteenth time. They're really the impetus for me getting involved in this music and making my own record. All of us play out there at least, you know, one or two Fridays a month with different bands. And we're just really lucky because I've traveled the world now from Spain to Thailand this last year, and there's people swing dancing, and we're connecting socially with all these people across the globe just through this very specific kind of niche culture, and it's really special.
Yeah, maybe because I'm on the jazz side of this news and jazz radio station, but I really think that's the kind of stuff. Forget the politicians. We're going to fix the whole world's problems with more swing dancing and getting jazz people together. We were talking a little bit earlier about how much music you can listen to that's already been recorded, about 100 years of recorded music, even going before the 50s. You could spend a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you could talk, now that you're doing more teaching, about how important it is for young musicians to know a little bit about the history of these great old songs.
Yes, I absolutely do think it's very important. And I've made a point because I realized, even though I had a pretty eclectic and privileged upbringing in the jazz education world, that I still missed out on a lot of the greatest music that came from the 20s and 30s. And I mean, not even not playing the music, but not even really getting exposed and hearing it. So I try to make a point with my students to, you know, share that stuff with them, at least so that they are aware of it, its existence, because many young people aren't. Yeah, aware of older jazz styles.
And those songs are as magnificent today as they were back then, too.
Absolutely. I believe so.
As a teacher who had a really wonderful educational experience yourself, how do you feel about being a mentor and someone who's going to influence these young people? That must be a strange feeling.
It is strange. Yeah. Not always comfortable doing that because I care so much about the music, and I don't necessarily want to force people to love the music as much as I do. I'm very sincere about it, and I think sometimes that makes being a teacher a little bit challenging. But I am blessed to have a lot of great students, and one in particular, John V. Madon. I really like her. She's a great clarinet player. I see great things for her. So, yeah, it's a very special thing to be close to the younger generation of musicians.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that makes the Northwest and Seattle in particular one of the great jazz cities in the world right now.
Indeed, yeah.
Now, just last question. At the very end of the album, more of that, there's the lone vocal track on the record with Meredith Axelrod on guitar and vocals on I Ain't Got Nobody. It's a wonderful piece and
Thank
a
you.
Great way to end the record. And I wonder how often you get a chance to work with singers.
Not often enough, yeah. And I especially love Meredith Axelrod. She lives in San Francisco, and she's a wonderful musician, and I just feel very connected when I play with her. And she's also deeply knowledgeable about all kinds of earliest 20th century American music, and that's really inspiring to me.
Well, Meredith's not here, so you're going to have to go get the album,
yeah.
Everyone. It's called More of That. But enjoy another song from this wonderful band, Jacob Zimmerman on his alto saxophone, Christian Pincock at the valve trombone, Cole Schuster guitar, Ray Shellbred piano, Matt Weiner bass, Devon Lewis at the drums. It's Jacob Zimmerman and his pals live on 88.5.
Thank you.
Jacob Zimmerman and his pals live on 88.5 KNKX. Check out the band at Il Bistro in Pike Place Market every Tuesday nights. They've been doing that regular weekly gig about a year now, and hopefully we'll just keep on doing it. That's right. And check out Jacob with Alex Gilbert and Eastside Stomp at Aria Ballroom in Bellevue tomorrow night for the swing dancing. And gosh darn it, I got to hear one more song. Let's finish it off with a bang. What do you got for us,
Thank
Jacob?
Thank you. This is an original tune of mine called Sculptosphere. I imagined if Lester Young and Thelonious Monk wrote a tune together. Here it is.
It's Jacob Zimmerman and his pals live on 88.5 KNKX. Christian Pincock on the trombone, Cole Schuster guitar, Ray Shellbred piano, Matt Weiner bass, Devon Lewis at the drums, Jacob on his alto sax and clarinet. The album from last fall, more of that. You got to pick up at least a couple copies of that one. And check out the band at El Bistro in Pike Place Market every Tuesday night. They're at Cafe Musica in Greenwood on Saturday, January 19th. And put on your dancing shoes. The Eastside Stomp features Jacob Zimmerman and pianist Alex Gilbert. That's at Aria Ballroom in Bellevue tomorrow night. Jacob, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Abe. Thanks so much. Wonderful. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle and our audience and to all of our listeners. Your generous contributions make performances like these possible. Check out the archives, knkx.org. Big thanks to our studio session sponsors, OB Credit Union. Thanks to Kari Erickson for her audio production today. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.